Mountain pine beetle is getting a lot of attention, but the Colorado state tree is being attacked. Thousands of stately mature Colorado spruce trees are being cut down in cities all along the Front Range, all because of a beetle less than a quarter of an inch long. Spruce, Ips beetle, is part of a group of engraver beetles. All of these beetles create tunnels or galleries under the tree bark. These tunnels destroy the flow of food, killing large sections of a tree. Ips beetles overwinter under the bark of spruce trees. They usually produce two generations of young a year. One emerges in April, the other generation is produced in July, and if we have a mild fall, a third hatching can happen in October. Because they reproduce so quickly, Ips has become a big problem. Stressed or damaged trees are the first to be attacked by spruce Ips beetle. Large, old spruce that have gotten little supplemental water are extremely susceptible. Also, trees damaged by snow or wind are attractive to the bug. Unfortunately, by the time the outward symptoms show up, the most severe damage is done. Symptoms first show up in the top portion of a spruce. Needles become light green to even yellow. More needles are dropped from the tree than normal. Ultimately, the damaged portion of the tree dies. If you're unsure about your spruce tree, call a certified arborist or your local urban forestry office. Reproducing Ips beetles can send hundreds of young to infect other trees. Once a tree is infected, the best solution is to cut it down. Preventative chemical sprays are difficult to apply. The trunk of the tree needs to be soaked with the spray. This is difficult because of the dense structure of spruce trees. The spray needs to be timed in April and July, just before new eggs hatch. Spraying probably won't help an already infested tree. A healthy tree is the best defense against spruce Ips beetle. Supplemental watering is essential. Water during the driest times of the year. Supplement water in early spring, especially if we aren't getting our heavy, wet spring snows. Sign your tree up for a feeding and spray program with a licensed tree care professional. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.